Oh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
And welcome back into Morning Drive here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley alongside Joe Rexroad from The Athletic taking you through this Tuesday morning here in Nashville, Tennessee. Going to dive into some college football talk now. And to help us do that, we bring in Andy Staples from The Athletic. Andy, thanks so much for joining us today. We appreciate it.
How's it going?
It's going very well. And I saw last night on Twitter you were fighting the good fight. People are very upset that Alabama and LSU have open dates before they play each other, as if they don't have open dates every year.
Upset, but two stupid people were very upset. Yeah. But most people who actually pay attention knew that that happens all the time.
Yes. Yeah, I always appreciate people. Like Rexroad does this too. You two fight the good fight on Twitter. I don't have the patience for it. So good on the two of you. I appreciate it.
Andy's a big quote tweeter when he fights people.
Good. You are too.
Yeah. But
well, yeah,
Andy,
expose it to the masses. Let the people decide how they feel about what the person said. And I usually feel like I'm pretty good at selecting those.
Yes. No, you bring out some real gems, no doubt. I think the name, image, likeness, like when we get into those, I feel like you really find some real treats in the name, image, likeness argument.
Well, the beauty of those, Joe, is my opinion on that hasn't changed in 12 years.
Yeah.
I've been telling you this was going to happen since I think I wrote a column in 2011 saying this is what they'll eventually do. Guess what? That's what they're eventually doing. And so I get these people who want to argue with me, and they think they're the first person who ever had this thought. But I've been argued with by these people for over a decade now. So I've heard every argument. And unfortunately for them, it's not their fault. I've already come up with counterargument 50 times. So I have a little more practice.
Yeah, I do have to get – I mean, Andy, is that the first – that's the first time I had heard that really suggested and laid out was in that column that Andy wrote many, many years ago. So credit to you on that one. Of course, now I think most people are on the same page on that.
Most of us.
And we're somewhat moving toward that. But, of course, that's a secondary issue now with all else that's going on in college football.
Oh, that's happening. See, there's a state law that goes into effect July 1st of next year in Florida. So that's happening. The problem is nobody remembers that's happening because there's all this other crazy stuff going on. I mean, you got to worry about, are they going to play a season first? And that is a big, big question.
Well, and I will say another thing about all this, Andy, as we're in the middle of all these things, I found it really disappointing to hear Mark Emmert, among other people, still arguing against name, image, likeness, essentially, and the idea of still trying to limit it and all this. I mean, why can't we just get to, when we get there, an actual open market?
Here's the deal, Joe. It will be that because they can't stop that. They can make all the rules they want. The rules will get ignored, and it'll be an open market. So, yeah, the thing is, it's been going on for over 100 years. You're going to bring some of the stuff that's been going on in the shadows out of the light. The idea would be to bring it all out of the light. But if they don't want to, that's fine. The bag man still needs something to do.
Andy Staples from The Athletic on the line with it. So, Andy, I have been very skeptical, along with pretty much everybody else, that college football is going to take place this fall. But I did allow myself yesterday, when the SEC released their schedule, to actually get excited. How crazy am I for getting excited about the SEC schedule coming out?
It's been a roller coaster because I feel like this has happened with me every time a schedule has come out. And I keep reminding myself there's a lot of hurdles that they've got to get through before they can put a ball on a tee. And they are trying. They want very badly to play, and I get it. But if you've listened to Greg Sankey all along, he's been very cautious in his wording. He's been very measured. And he said, there's no guarantee that we play. We are going to try to play. We're going to do everything we can, but the idea of going to September 26th for a start date is to give themselves as much time as possible to look at the landscape and see if it's okay. I mean, so here's what they want to watch. they want to see, you know, the NFL is a little ahead of the SEC in terms of practices. The NFL is all in pads already. The SEC will get to that point probably toward the end of this week, beginning of next week. Then you've got the ACC will play games on September 12th. The NFL will play games starting September, well, on that Thursday, so September 10th. And then the NFL will have 2 weekends of games, and the ACC will have 2 weekends of games. The Big 12 will have a weekend or two of games. And so the SEC will get a chance to look at that and say, can we do this or not? They'll have some very decent practical data to tell them if this is a good idea or not. And you know, that's sort of the maddening thing about the Big Ten's decision and the Pac-12 decision. They could have made the same decision 3 weeks or a month from now, and it would not have changed anything. They'd still be in the same boat. Instead, they gave themselves no chance, and now their fans are up in arms.
Yeah, fans, coaches, players, and of course, they release a schedule, then they cancel everything, and then we hear about the FDA approval for the saliva direct testing, Andy, which to me could be pretty significant in all this. First of all, how significant do you think it is? And do you think there is any chance at all that we could see a reversal from one or both of those two leagues?
I don't think you can reverse it now. I mean, you're going to bring everybody back to campus after you've told them there's no season? Because, yeah, they said everybody could stay on campus. That doesn't mean everybody did. You know, that I would imagine a lot of players kind of scattered to the four winds to at least collect themselves before they return to have class. So you know, I don't know that from a timing standpoint you can do that now that you've decided to cancel. In terms of the testing, yeah, anything that can make testing cheaper and faster is helpful. And I don't just mean for football or for sports, I mean for society. So you know, if this company really can scale up and have 14 million tests a month coming out by the end of September, and they're fairly accurate and they're very fast, that's a great thing for everybody, not just for football.
All right, Andy, so let's just say for the sake of this discussion that the SEC is somehow able to get this 10-game schedule played and everything goes relatively well in the fall. How difficult will it be for us at that point to then go back in the future to these 8-game conference schedules and have to deal with like Tennessee versus UMass and all these different matchups that take place every year?
I don't want to go back now. I've seen the grid. I've seen the little helmet schedule they put out, and I don't want to go back. So I don't know how you foist that on a season ticket holder. Yeah, we're playing 7 home games. We got Coastal Carolina, and we got Eastern Washington. Come on. I mean, this is so much better. Tennessee and Auburn are a great example. They played every year from 1956 to 1991, and then they played much less frequently when the SEC split into divisions, and hardly at all once it went to 14 teams. They've only played twice since A&M and Missouri joined the league. So are you really even in the same league if you never play each other? You know, Texas A&M comes to Knoxville for the first time as a conference member. This is their ninth season in the SEC. And by the way, they still will not have completed the set. That's when they go to Kentucky in 2025.
Wow.
In their 13th year in the league.
So, Andy, talk me into the idea that Greg Sankey did anything other than, we'll just give Missouri and Kentucky to Alabama with these add-ons. I can't find the formula
sure.
Here.
Would you like your team, your champion, to win the national championship?
Yeah, I think so.
So why would you give them a harder schedule?
Hey, look, I understand. I understand the thinking. I also understand why everybody's ticked off about it.
But that's not what I would have done, because there's an asterisk on the national champion anyway if they play a season this year. So who cares? Do it for the ratings. You've got a big TV deal coming up in 3 years, but ESPN's supposed to buy the CBS deal out early. So you've got a big TV deal coming up. Let's boost the ratings. Let's add, you know, Florida already plays LSU from the West and Ole Miss. Let's add Auburn and Alabama. Georgia already plays Alabama. Let's add LSU and Texas A&M. That's what people want to watch. So do that. And then when they say, you know, when Nick Saban or Kirby Smart complain, say, this is for the good of the league. Whether you win the national championship or not this year is irrelevant, because there would have been an asterisk on it anyway. Please enjoy the giant sums of money will be sending to your school in 2 or 3 years.
So, Andy, I want to throw something out to you that could be absolutely insane, but that's what I do. I just kind of throw things out there and see if they stick. What happens if the SEC, the ACC, the Big 12, they all play this fall and things go relatively well, and the Big 10 and the Pac-12 are looking around at each other and they say, man, the spring looks nice. We should play. We've got to recoup some of this money. We got to find a way to play. What happens in recruiting at that point if, you know, the SEC, the ACC, the Big 12 are all done, and all of a sudden the Big 10 and the Pac-12 just decide to play in the spring?
Well, it's just like anything else in recruiting. You can turn it to your advantage. You know, if you're playing in the spring, and you actually think you're playing in the spring, and you're a Big 10 team, and you're recruiting a freshman, or, you know, recruiting a high school kid against an SEC team, and you think this is a person who could probably play right away, and you think it's maybe a three-year NFL guy, you say, hey, guess what? You can play your freshman year this spring, your sophomore year next fall, and then your junior year in 2022, and then you're out. Want to come play right now? You can essentially reclassify. So that they would use it. Now, you don't use that on everybody. You only use that on somebody you feel like can come in and play right away. But then the SEC, they're going to be hammering away going, well, you saw they canceled football. They don't actually care about football, so why don't you come play where we actually do care about football? So you can always – it's sort of like the eternal thing in recruiting where the bad teams go, well, you could go there, but you'll sit. You come here, you play now. And the good teams go, well, you could go there, but you'll lose. Come here and you go to the NFL. So you just try to find what works on those guys.
All right, I feel like we haven't complained about the NCAA enough in this segment, Andy. I'm going to go back to Tennessee.
You know, can I clue you in on the game here? you know this. You've covered college sports for a long time.
Yes.
Why, who cares what the NCAA does? The Power Five leagues cut the NCAA out years ago of football decision-making. This is exactly what they wanted. There's nothing the NCAA can do because this is how the school set it up to operate. So why – they just want the NCAA there as a patsy, and suckers keep falling for it.
Right. It's the NCAA when they have, say, what I thought was maybe a no-brainer waiver request from Cade Mays, you know, and I understand, you know, the other school, Virginia Tech, had one denied.
Why is that a no-brainer, Joe?
Well, honestly, I think everything should be a no-brainer now.
He was only playing 3 hours from home. It's not like he was across the country.
Right.
But, yes, it is maddening when JT Daniels gets his waiver granted. When JT Daniels is from Southern California, was playing at USC, goes to Georgia, and boom, he's got a waiver. Cade Mays is from Knoxville, goes home to Knoxville, and gets denied.
Yeah, I mean, I just – And again, there was some stuff with his dad too, and all that. But I mean, I guess to me also, given everything that is happening, I guess I would have been a little lighter on all these right now. I mean,
they're going to change that rule.
Yes, they are.
I don't even know why they're bothering with this stuff. They're already going to change the rule, so just start doing that now.
Exactly. That's what we're. I love it. Just change it now. I'm all for it. Andy Staples from The Athletic has been our guest here on Morning Drive. Andy, thanks so much for joining us as always, man. We really appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, guys. Thanks,
absolutely. Just change it. I'm all for it.
Just come on.
That's right. We'll dive into the SEC schedule again when we come back. Also, get Nick Saban's reaction to the schedule that was released. That's next. This is Morning Drive on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.